Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Well podcast. I am excited to be diving in today because we have a very important topic. And you'll see by the title of this episode. This is the most powerful question, full body chills as I said that you can ask yourself that will change your entire life and business. It will change how much money you make, what you receive, your health, your relationships, whether that's your friendships, your romantic ones, the relationships with your kids, everything. You ready? That question is, what are you normalizing? Because the thing is, you don't receive your goals. You receive the standards of what you normalize every damn time. So think about it. What are you normalizing in your life and business? Right? Are you normalizing things being hard or slow, or normalizing your body not feeling, you know, incredible, or normalizing conditions and limitations with money? Right? And this is very important because, well, I've been talking about this for the last 4 years and with good reason, right? If you followed me, you're an OG, you know, I started by talking about normalizing things like bloating and PMS and anxiety. And then I went on to nervous system and mindset and money and wealth and personal power. So all along the way, a pillar of my brand has been not normalizing the shit everyone else does if you want an extraordinary life and business. You guys know I'm blunt, I'm direct, because I do it with so much love. Because if you want what most people don't have, you need to stop normalizing it. What you normalize is what you receive. And one of my biggest strengths has always been what I normalize or don't normalize in some cases, right? And so back when I had chronic health issues, I had chronic bloating. No matter what I ate, I was pretty much permanently bloated. I could take a sip of water and I would be, avocado, I would be, right? I had PMS, chronic cystic acne, PCOS, chronic fatigue, like adrenal burnout, anxiety, panic attacks. What other things? I feel like that's, we covered gut, we covered all, basically a lot of things, a lot of symptoms, but I didn't normalize that that was something I had to manage. I didn't normalize like PMS being normal. It's common, it's not normal. Bloating being common, but not normal. People having anxiety is common, but not normal, right? I never normalized any of that. So what happened? I was able to resolve my symptoms and now I love to look back. I don't manage them. They're just gone, right? I've done the same in relationships. I've never normalized settling in relationships, whether this is romantic or friendship. I set the standards very high in my relationship early on. I was never going to normalize anything else. Most people are like, oh, like that's a lot. Like that's a lot of criteria. Like that's a high standard. I'm like, yeah, I have a high standard. And so what happened? I now have the most incredible, nourishing relationship with an amazing man who meets those standards and continues to meet them as I elevate them and as I grow and evolve, right? But if I had normalized something less than what I wanted, I would have settled. I wouldn't have the relationship I do. And there's something so yummy and delicious when you actually set the standards you want in a relationship and then you receive them, like it feels so good. But a lot of people don't normalize this in their relationships, whether they're like dating or whether they're actually in one. I already mentioned that I never normalize anxiety. Again, something that people think that you have to manage. you can just dissolve it so that it's gone and never comes back again. I know normalize feeling dysregulated. People think it's normal. It's common. It's not normal. Or having a good mindset until something happens. I don't normalize that. The wealth that I'm a match for, how we're taking the business and scaling it in a relaxed way while we vibe in luxury, because you guys know I love me some luxury, my Taurus moon thrives, but it's because I don't normalize what other people normalize. That allows me to have an extraordinary life and business. And it's crazy when I look at what a lot of people are normalizing, and I say this with love, it makes sense as to what you're experiencing because it's what you're normalizing. You know, some people are normalizing business is slow, people aren't buying, the economy's like this, blah, blah, blah. I actually have people like saying that to me all the time. That's not what I experience because it's not what I normalize. And this is what you may have heard before, but people existing in literally two different frequencies. I don't normalize that. There might be people who normalize. I'm going to give a parenting example that maybe being a parent has to slow down your business or that you'll make less money. That is not the case with people I know and my clients. There are single moms with three kids making multiple millions a year. They don't normalize that. There are people who normalize not feeling good in their body. I don't normalize that. I'm not available for that. We feel good all the time. We feel our bodies properly. Like the standards which you normalize in everything from your health, your body, your money, your friendships, your romantic relationships, how you feel in business dictates how you expand to that next level, how fast you expand to that next level. And the thing is that you're validated when you're normalized. Right? How good do you feel when someone else normalizes something you're experiencing and you're like, oh, okay, it's fine. It's normal. Which is fine if that's all you want in life. But if you want extraordinary, you have to normalize a higher standard. Higher standard with money, with business, all the things. And they all interweave with each other, right? They all influence everything. And you can see why I've been talking about what are you normalizing from day one, because it actually is a very important question. And it's actually something that I ask a lot of my clients. Something will come up and I'll ask like, okay, well, what are we normalizing? We get to normalize a higher standard. Because the thing is that people will project onto you, right? When you normalize a higher standard, right? I also normalize getting to scale your business in a way that feels relaxed and chill and you make even more money. For a lot of people, that's going to bother them because they've normalized having to push and grind and hustle. But you experience what you normalize, not what you desire. And I cannot tell you how much shifting this will shift all these different areas of your life, even your parenting, right? Even your relationships with your kids, your mindset, your business, your health, your mind, everything. I know there's a big trend on Instagram, people like normalizing this and normalizing that. Be very, very careful because I've seen this happen a lot. I've even seen this happen with business owners. They normalize things being hard. They normalize it because the people around them are experiencing things being hard. So what do? They perpetuate it being hard longer. Oh, it's hard for me and I see someone else being hard, or my friend says it's also hard, or they're saying it's also hard. Okay, it's hard for everyone. And then you just stay there. Oh, I have these like symptoms. I have this, I have that. Oh, other people are experiencing these symptoms. Oh, they're saying it's normal. Okay, I just live that way. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I had normalized those symptoms? I would still be bloated and have PMS and acne and blah, 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 anxiety and blah, 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 blah. I wouldn't have the seven-figure business I do. I wouldn't have the relationship that I do. So it is time to raise the standard of what you are normalizing so you can anchor in a new level for yourself. And this is why I am very excited for what we have coming up. We have something brand new that is going to change the game. Because I've always normalized something before I've received it in my reality. And I hold those standards so fiercely and with such conviction that I anchor in that new level faster. So this brings me to introduce the What Are You Normalizing Challenge. This is going to be a challenge with me. It's taking place through Telegram. You will receive trainings, prompts, activations to do a complete overhaul and audit of what you are normalizing, and then anchor in a new standard for the life and business that you desire. Plus, you'll come into the space and you'll be able to leverage being with other potent humans who are all normalizing a higher standard. Because let's be honest, we end up normalizing with the people who we surround ourselves with. So in this space, we're going to normalize a higher standard. You won't be able to be influenced, right? So coming into this challenge is a commitment to yourself to raise the standard. It is your willingness to completely shift what you are currently normalizing so that you can be a match for what you actually desire. Okay, so only come into the space when you are ready to up-level your life, your business, and your relationships. All right, it is at a very low cost and is going to have profound effects. Like, don't let the price tag, because it's so inexpensive, fool you. We are going deep, and I know it's going to have profound results, and we are doing it in a really fun way so that you can actually be a match for what you desire, because you become a match for it through what you normalize, right? What is the bare minimum? Just like I'm sure you've normalized brushing your teeth, that becomes your bare minimum. We are going to do the same in health, wealth, business, relationships, mindset, motherhood, everything. I am so excited. I have never done a challenge. This feels like a long time coming. It is going to completely shift the trajectory of your life and business. We will leave the link for that down below. I'm so excited, and I will see you inside the what are you normalizing, or depending on my mood, the what the fuck are you normalizing challenge. I love you guys so much. And here's to normalizing a completely new standard for you.